Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, if you wanted to get a steak to make you feel better about the loss to USC.
You can't feel better today.
Not today. No. You got to wait till Wednesday to go to Ruhlman's and go see Phil and the team. And then maybe you feel better about the UCLA game and things are better. But yeah. Not today. You can drive by saying, I can't wait to see you inside Wednesday at Ruhlman's. But filet mignon will have to wait till then. And New York Strip and the...
Phil texts me Friday.
Genevieve sirloin.
God dang, no
what did he say to you?
Yeah, Phil. Well, I had a concern. We're going to the Thanksgiving buffet.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And I texted him, and I said, Phil, it's a brunch. It starts like at 10. I go, will there be stuffing? And he goes, let me check. And he got back to me. Well, I don't want to... Yeah. Thanksgiving, my favorite thing is stuffing. And so I wanted to...
It was
on my mind. It was. I hit my mind, you know, like 9 o'clock on Friday morning.
Four weeks out.
And get a hold of Phil. And Phil responded. So if you want to get a hold of Phil and know what's on the menu, talk it out.
Thank you.
But you can't... Talk to him today. You could go to RuhlmanSteakhouse.com and email.
You still drive by though, can't you?
You can still drive by.
Can you stop and get a photo?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's welcomed and encouraged.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Selfie.
A selfie right in front.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Filming. Thank you.
Highway 6 to Ashland. I got some response here before we move on.
Is this from your statement?
To what?
Well, again, I guess I doubled down. I doubled down this morning on my tweet because, like I said, I'm a passionate fan. I want this place to be good. I think fans do as well. Here's some response from YouTube. The text line has been in favor. They've been very supportive. Here's the first one we got. Husker in Kansas on YouTube says, it's not whether Jake is right or wrong. He's just generally unlikable as a human being. Husker in Kansas there.
That's not true. He's one of the most likable people there is.
I support the program. I want this place to win. Husker
you are
in Kansas.
Thoroughly unlikable.
Apparently so.
There's somebody that's not unlikable as Jake.
Kobe says, Jake doubling down on this is insane. One of the most unlikable guys. How dare I want more for the program? How dare I?
This is beautiful.
If you get some more?
Yes.
Got a couple more.
Yeah. More that says you're unlikable.
Husker 9 says, Jake is so wrong on this. Yeah, how dare I want to be better at football? What a shame.
Kobe says,
Jake, get the bleep out of your feelings, you clown. I'm not in my feelings. I'm actually very... very calm right now.
Get the bleep out of your feelings, you clown.
Did I call anybody names? Oh, yeah.
Tell you, you want to be in the media, it's rough. It's rough.
It's rough out there.
I don't even act as media. I act as a fan that does a show.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't even act as media.
No, but Bill, understand, there's a lot of this going on out there.
Yeah, people are pissed.
There's a lot of that.
Oh, it's 100.
There's a lot of that. It's not a unified.
Jake, is there any nice comments? I think there is. We got to read some of those.
Not really on YouTube. Mostly on the text line. The text line is supportive.
Yeah.
Jake, it's okay. It's 100%. Of all the things, people tweet some ungodly bad things. Yeah.
I did delete one tweet, and it wasn't even that bad. I just said mid. Huskers, mid football.
Oh yeah,
I said that's the one. That's the only one I took down.
It's
with
a little juvenile.
That was, and I knew that. But the other ones, it was okay with.
We could all agree on that one.
Yeah. And I agree that one. That was poor.
Okay.
I took that one.
That's
down.
The classic. That's on me, and that's on me.
But I also didn't say. I didn't say, "Hey, fire everyone!" And this guy. I just said, "Mid."
There was no firing anyone.
That was poor.
There was no. There was no Carson Schott needs to go.
No. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress free and joyful with thousands of one of a kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
fire shot. Yes.
I would say that was of the ones that put, that was the least even like rough. I was rough.
No shots at Vicky Cartwright.
That one I kept up was rough. That one was just kind of juvenile. Absolutely. I took that one down.
Mid. I saw it. It was so good.
That was
so good.
Mid. That's the only one I put down. Every reply, I'm still up at this point. I'm not taking them down. So
you're fine.
Thank you.
100%.
Just one thing before we get to break. Hugh Freeze is out at
Auburn.
Yeah. Not surprised. He lost 10-3 to Kentucky.
At home.
6-16 in the SEC. That's the thing to keep in mind. You can't survive that at
all. You had no chance of surviving that. And also, they talked about his buyout was $15 million with not having to pay it like in the first week. It's like it's paid out over time, and there's probably mitigation with it. So that number was like for – and what's we talk about numbers, that number was so low in that area.
Okay, so – but I got a question for Bill. 6-16, okay, in the SEC. You're probably not going to survive it.
No.
He's a quarterback guy, and his quarterback play has been abysmal. Jackson Arnold was a failure. What happened to Hugh? Like, what happened to the offense?
I don't know.
How did he score 3 against Kentucky?
And they talked about, I think right now that I think Jackson Arnold has like 6 touchdown passes on the year.
He didn't start that game, right?
I don't know. But anything, everything has not been. Not been good, and they have. They talked about the receiver room being much improved. Defensively, they have played their tails off. They held Kentucky to 10 points, and they only scored 3, which means they were on the field the entire game. And the week before, Kentucky scored 30-something against Tennessee. 30-something.
He's an offensive coach.
In this game, Auburn, so they started Ashton Daniels in place of Arnold.
Jackson
he went 13 for 28 for 108 yards and a pick. They did have Arnold in there for a couple plays. He went 2 for 3 for 15 yards, but they had, as an offense, 230 yards against Kentucky.
And the week before, Tennessee put 50-something
56?
56.
The third quarter. That's
over.
Terrible.
Yeah. It's over. And I don't know what becomes of Hugh Freeze, but yeah, that was the right move.
I mean, that will be it. I mean, he went Ole Miss, and then he went Liberty, right?
Yeah, he did really well at Liberty.
Ole Miss. Was he somewhere before Ole Miss? Did he go right as a coordinator to Ole Miss as the head coach? I don't know that for
Hugh
sure.
Freeze.
But anyway, that will be it. Unless it's like you said, I don't even think an Okie State is calling Hugh Freeze right now.
Jackson Arnold this year, just 6 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions.
By the way, if you Google Hugh Freeze.
Yeah. I'm doing it.
Here's the first picture that shows up. It's him golfing. The first picture is him that's golfing.
That's coming back on him now.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the reason it is because he put his numbers in for his handicap.
Yep.
A lot of people golf. You know what they do? They don't put him in. So there's no record of him.
There's no record.
He had a record of himself. They were able to look it up on Pro Golf, whatever it was.
So he did. He went Ole Miss, then Liberty, and he went 34-15 at Liberty. That's how he got the Auburn job.
Yeah.
6-16.
When you talk about, remember now, Auburn has been in national championship games. They've won national championships. Open. Florida has won national championship. Penn State, long time ago removed, but have won national championships. There's games, there are jobs that are open that are like as big, and we're still like, Florida State survived. Do they survive? Does it keep going? You don't know where that's at. There's a lot of jobs still out there. And so it's very, very interesting, the jobs that are available.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break in the Ticket.